You all understand English?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. But very good. Oh.
Oh, ज्ञायं स्वा परमं सपरिकालेन चार्य सतल सब स्वाम अभिज्ञान सन्तति भूषामि को वाति जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इंद्र की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री आचार्य को भक्त की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय समुद्री धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय सावेद भक्तविंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड वर्ल्ड All glory to the
Assembly. All glory to the King of England, all glory to the Papa of the
कौमारो आचरित प्राज्ञा धर्मान भागवता निह दुर्लभम मानसं जन्म तदपि अशुभम अर्थदम This is a verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was 5 years old boy, like all these children, Kumara. Kumara age is called from 5 years to 10 years. That is called Kumara. So Prahlad Maharaj was born of an atheist father. His father was atheist number one, Hiranyakashipu. He is described as Rakshas, demon like that. Daitya. Daitya means demon. There are two classes of men. One class is called Daitya and the other class is called Devata. Dau bhutasabdhu loki daiva asura evat. There are two classes of man known as daiva and another asura. Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva, asura sad viparya. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they are called daiva, devata, demigod. And those who are just the opposite number, they are called Daitya, demon. So, Hiranyakashipu was atheist. And fortunately, he was so fortunate that he got a great Vaishnava devotee son, Prahlad Maharaj. You have heard his name. Prahlad Maharaj. He is one of the Mahajans. There are 12 Mahajans in the Shastra. Mahajana Jena Gatastha Pantha Tatka Pratishtha Sutayo Vibhinya Naso Munijyasya Matamana Vindam धर्मशतत्तम निहितं गुहाया महाजन जीन गतस्थ पंथा The mystery of religious life is very, very secret. Secret means, for ordinary man, it is very difficult to understand. Therefore, Shastra says, Sabka Pratishtha. If you want to learn what is spiritual life simply by your argument, dry philosophical speculation, it will never be achieved. Sabka Pratishtha. Sutayo Vibhinna. If you study the Vedas, there are different Vedas, principally, Sam, Yajur, Atharva, Rig. But you cannot understand the objective of the Vedas simply by studying yourself. Therefore, Vedas says, Kathopanishad, Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vijate, Srotriyam brahmanishtam samitpani, like that. In every sastra, the injunction is, if you want to understand the essence of Veda, then you must approach a realized, self-realized person. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same thing is said. Tadvidhi pranipate na paripasne na sevaya. So, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was born of a father who was atheist number one, godless, by the grace of Narad Muni, he became a great devotee. So, his father was very careful that nobody comes and instructs his son about Vedic way of life or God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. He was very careful not to allow anyone. He appointed teachers for his son, strictly prohibiting about, just like nowadays it has become, what is called? Say, secular state. Don't talk of God. This is the present situation of the world. Atheist class. Don't talk of God. But they do not know that they have not much improved by don't talk of God. The situation has become graver and graver. But they have no eyes to see. They have no eyes to see. This godless civilization will not make them happy. That's a fact. Rāva vaktasya kutu mahaduna manorathena asatu dhāvatu vahi. He, one is godless, then however qualified he may be from the material point of view, he uses. Rāva bhaktasya kutu mahaduna. He cannot have any good quality. Why? The manorathena asato dhāvata vahi, because he is on the mental platform. So, by speculation on the mental platform, he will accept which is non-spiritual. Asato. Asato māṁ sadgama. That is the basic Indian. Don't keep yourself in the asato, but you try to transcend to the soft platform, Om Tattva. That means spiritual platform. So those who have no spiritual knowledge, they are on the mental platform. There are many platforms of our life. Indriyani para rahu, indriyadva para mana, manasattu para buddhi. So, ordinarily, we are bodily. We think I am this body. This is called, body means my senses. So, civilization based on this bodily concept of life are interested only sense gratification. That is your aim of life. Indriya tattva. Sense gratification. And those who are
disgusted with sense gratification, they go little higher on the mental platform, mental speculation, just like philosophy, poetry, like that. Gross men, they are working very hard, day and night, for sense gratification. Just like hogs and dogs. That is stated in a shastra. Nāyāṁ dīho dīho bhājāṁ nilokhe kaścāṁ kāmān arha divīr bhujāṁ jī. The Rishabdev says that this human form of life is not meant for working so hard like cats and dogs. That is not recommended. Arha deha. But the material world, people are so enchanted that working day and night, they think, I am enjoying. This is called maya. Actually, he is working day and night, and he is thinking that I am happy, I am making progress. This is called maya. So, the world situation is very, very downward. Don't think that you are making progress. It is not progress. The Shastra says, para bhavastavat abodha jyata jyavanna jigyasatma atmatattam. So long a human being is not interested in the subject matter of atmatattam, what I am, then whatever he is doing, he is becoming defeated. He is not victorious, he is defeated. Parabhavastavat abodhajata. Abodhajata, he is a rascal fool. He does not know what is his interest. He does not know that by nature's law, pragite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kathaham iti manate. By nature's law, we have to transmigrate in so many species of life, from aquatic to plants, trees, then insects, then flies, then birds, then bees, then uncivilized human beings, then we have got this. Civilized form, especially those who are born in India. Because in India, the Varnasram Dharma is there. Indian Hindu, Hindu is a foreign name given by the Mahavedas. Actually, our real position is followers of the Varnasram Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashrams. This is the stepping stone for civilized life, Varna. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. This system of social order, I mean to say, spiritual and material, it is so systematically done that one who follows this system, automatically he becomes at the end Krishna consciousness. That is his highest objective. Unfortunately, they do not know it. Nati vidu sāsagatiṁ hi Vishnu durāsayādi bhajirasamāni. They are enchanted by the clearing material energy of the Supreme Personality and Lord. This guy will come from airport to this hotel. The city is very nice. Not only this city, I'm traveling all over the world. There are very, very nice cities in Europe, America, and other countries also. It is all right. You decorate this city nice, you make your life very comfortable. But if you forget Krishna, then you are defeated. then you are defeated. That is the instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna, yuddhasya mamanusmara. Arjuna did not stop his fighting capacity, he was a kshatriya. And Krishna did not encourage him that you should stop fighting. Rather, Arjuna was trying to stop fighting. Krishna said, no, you are kshatriya, you cannot stop fighting. So, don't think that by becoming Krishna conscious, one becomes a Bhairava. No. One gentleman talked with me that your Vaishnava philosophy has made our country coward. And no, you do not know what is Vaishnava. In India, there were two great fights. One, the fight between Ram and Ravan, and the another great fight was between the two Kurus and the Pandavas. In both the fighting, the hero was Vaishnava. The hero, Hanumanji, Bajrangaji, who fought on behalf of Lord Ramchandra, he is a Vaishnava. And Krishna and Arjuna, who also fought on behalf of Krishna, he is a kshatriya. So they do not know what is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy means the Vaishnava is ready to do anything for God's sake. That is it. It is approved by God, Krishna, then they are ready to do anything. This is Krishna consciousness movement. It is not that, like Krishna consciousness movement, everything, our daily routine work will be stopped. No. I am very glad to see that these small children are being trained here. This is such a far distant place from India. I thank Harijan Prabhu for his work. But this is the aid for training them. In Krishna consciousness, brahmachari. And if one becomes very solid in Krishna consciousness, then he further progress of life. That's where I was quoting the instance of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee from the very birth, but he was a great king. He was a great ruler. Dhruva Maharaj, he was also a devotee from the very beginning of his life, but he was a great ruler, a great king. So, do not misunderstand that by accepting Krishna consciousness, everything will be stopped. No, nothing will be stopped. Simply, one has to change the consciousness. That's just like Arjuna did. Arjuna was a fighter in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. He remained a fighter after hearing Bhagavad Gita. He did not change his position as a fighter, as a kshatriya. But in the beginning, he was thinking non-Krishna consciousness. He was thinking of his personal interest, personal sense gratitude. But at the end, he decided to satisfy Krishna. This is the difference, materialism and spiritualism. If you want to satisfy your senses, that is materialism. And if you want to satisfy Krishna's senses, that is spiritualism. You have to satisfy. Our position is